Take my life, Lord, let it be yours. Let me do only when you command it.
In der Gnade reinigenden Flut, Herr, nur dir allein will ich mein Leben weihen.
Only to you I will consecrate my life. Now and forever I'm yours.
Lass das Wort des Bundes rein, voll von deiner Wahrheit sein.
Let the word of my mouth be always the truth.
Dein sei Gott und Glück, Herr, ich halte nichts zurück.
To you be the glory.
Wasche mich,
Lord, I keep nothing back. Wash me in Jesus' precious blood. Only to you I will consecrate my life. Now and forever I'm yours.
Dieses Lebens blühende Zeit, deinen Preis sei sie gedeiht. Brauche hier im Kampf der Welt Geist und Sinn, wie dir's gefällt. Wasche mich in Jesu teurem Blut, in der Gnade reinigenden Flut. Herr, nur dir allein.
Hast du Ton?
Will ich mein Leben weihen. Jetzt und ewig bin ich dein. Auch mein Wille, Herr, soll dein ganz und gar dein eigen sein. Nehme mein Herz, o Gottes Sohn, weihe es zu deinem Thron. In Jesu teurem Blut, in der Gnade reinigenden Flut. Herr, nur dir allein will ich mein Leben weihen. Jetzt und ewig bin ich dein. Leib und Leben, Herz und Sinn.
Body, heart, I lay everything to your feet.
Nehme mich und ich werde dein. Gänzlich
take me and
sein.
I will be yours fully forever.
Wasche mich,
wash me in Jesus'
Blut.
Precious blood.
In der Gnade reinigenden Flut.
In the cleansing flood of his grace.
Herr, nur dir allein.
Lord, only to you I will consecrate my life. Now and forever I'm yours.
Wasche mich in Jesu teurem Blut.
Wash me in Jesus' precious blood.
In der Gnade reinigenden Flut.
In the cleansing flood of his grace.
Herr, nur dir allein will ich mein Leben weihen. Jetzt und ewig bin ich dein.
Wir beginnen auch heute Morgen.
We begin also this morning this service. In the name of the Lord, we greet all brothers and sisters worldwide who are joining us online very warmly. We are grateful for this wonderful song which we just heard, Wash Me, in this precious blood. We are grateful for the blood of the Lamb of God, for the blood of the new covenant. We are also grateful for last night, for all the words which we heard from the book of Ephesians. God's word is alive, quickened by the Holy Spirit. He quickens His word unto us through His Spirit, and it's effective. It accomplishes for what God is sending it for. Remember the wonderful words which we heard. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus, He blessed us. Is this not wonderful? Has blessed us. We may experience it by faith. We remember the wonderful words. He revealed unto us the mystery of His will. In love, through Jesus Christ, He made us sons who are His. Brothers and sisters, these are words. We can rejoice about them, being grateful to God. Also this morning, I would like to read us a word before we pray together. From 1 Peter, chapter 1, from verse 3. Here Peter says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Praise and thanks. This took place, brothers and sisters. By His abundant mercy, He has born us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Are we not living in the last time? Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see Him not, yet believing, Ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Praise and thanks be unto the name of the Lord for these precious words. I ask you, do we have to still say much about it? Does not every verse speak for itself? God's word? Must God's word be interpreted? No. We trust in it, that the Lord Himself confirms His word in us, speaking to us, living it out. We are so grateful for all these precious words. Also, James writes similar words in James chapter 5. Verse 7 and 8, James 5, verse 7 and 8, he requires from us, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. May the Lord help us to persevere, to endure. Behold, the farmer waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Praise and thanks. This all, we believe all this with all our hearts. Behold, I come soon. The Lord comes soon. His return is very near. The more thankful we can be that the Lord has given us this spiritual food. We cannot gather as we would like, yes, but the Lord took care for the spiritual food, and for this we are grateful also this morning. I'm grateful that the Lord visibly has strengthened our brother to preach His word. Last night, it stood out to me. The Lord is with our brother. He strengthens him. May He also do it this morning. Let us pray together. Let us stand up for it, wherever we are. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this service. We thank you for your presence. But we thank you especially for your precious living word. We thank you for the blood of the new covenant, for the redemption on the cross of Calvary. We thank you for everything what you are doing in these days through this spiritual food in our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that you have taken care for it. Bless us who we are here. Bless your people worldwide which is listening, which has part in this service. Lord, we thank you. You are blessing us through your word also this morning. And you work through your Holy Spirit in our hearts, everywhere where your word is being heard this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Yes, to the Lord be the thanks for the precious songs which we heard. for the precious word which we read, which we heard. And as it was emphasized already, nothing must be said to it. Everything is clear in itself. Every verse is perfect in itself. And shows a part of the plan of salvation, giving it to us. Brothers and sisters worldwide, may God bless you. May He be with you. Never were coming in so many phone calls on a first Sunday of a month as today. Literally from all over the world. And we are grateful to the Lord with all our hearts that He has taken care for it. That a prophet would come bringing the message, that we could pass it on into all the world. For thus is the command of the Lord, that it should forerun the second coming of Christ. And this has become divine reality. Of a truth, we can say, this day, all this has come to fulfillment before our very eyes. Also for that, God has taken care for it. That all the languages are here. That the technique is here. That all over the world can hear and can experience with us. Are we really aware of it? That we have a direct part in the last moving of God, in the last call, in the last message, that God is now making the completion. After us, nothing will be anymore. We will experience the rapture, and we will be with the Lord at all times. And afterward, of course, are coming the judgments upon this earth. And this just adding it to last night now, how many brothers were rejoicing about it, that it was said where Isaiah 26 verse 20 belongs, namely into the time span after the rapture, when the wrath of God comes upon this earth. Therefore the word is written that God will keep His people from the wrath. And for all who believe that God's word is the truth, I would like to pass on the request now. Read Isaiah 24 before you read Isaiah 26. And then you know precisely when in Isaiah 54, it's written, we can all read it. Everything was foretold and especially to Isaiah 24. Already in the first verse, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and then the earth comes like a hammock. What happens at the end? What is written in the last two verses in Isaiah 24? Namely, at that time, the Lord establishes His millennial reign on Mount Zion. Read the last verses in chapter 26, and you have an overall picture of that. What will happen when the day of grace has come to its end, when the rapture took place, and when the day of the wrath, the day of the Lord, will break forth, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall turn into blood, and the stars will fall from heaven. Oh, how could we thank the Lord God with all our hearts every time anew for the absolute of the Holy Scripture. And brothers and sisters, let us say this for the glory of God. On a true call, on a true commission, which the mouth of the Lord has spoken, must be the same anointing which rested upon the prophets, upon the apostles. Whoever was called by God to carry out a ministry, for him, God has taken care, has taken the responsibility for it, to lay his words into our mouths. And therefore, we can say freely and openly, as sure, the holy anointing rested upon all the prophets, upon our Lord, upon the apostles, and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit came upon them, and the words which they spoke are the words of God, inspired by the Holy Spirit. So also we, in our time, we have nothing own. Not a single time we had an own teaching or interpretation or doctrine. But in the fear of God, we proclaimed the word in the original. And all who are of God will hear God's word and will believe it with all their hearts. Before we go into the word, just the remark with Israel and with that, what is going on there. We all heard of it. What Pompeo is planning, and how God has led and guided the things that Netanyahu, even of that what he announced, what he promised to do, that he will not do it, and he will not make the annexations of the region. And then comes the two-state solution. And then Joel, chapter 4, comes into fulfillment that God, who have divided Israel, who parted his land, he will judge them. In every way, before our eyes, Bible prophecies are being fulfilled. And time again, we can call out today this scripture. Today, that scripture is being fulfilled before our very eyes. To the Lord God be the grace. At all times, He took care for it, that His work could take place, that His promises could be fulfilled, in particular, not just briefly, also with Abraham now, with Isaac, with Jacob, with the people of Israel. God has kept His word. And also we, brothers and sisters, we want to keep God's holy word, being sanctified in His word, so that we can stand our ground before our God. We believe, as we read in 1 Peter, we believe the Lord has a church, blameless, without spot, without wrinkle, and we have arrived at the end of the time of grace, where everything will be restored to its original condition. And this is the main promise which the Apostle Peter said in his second sermon in Acts chapter 3. He preached and he left it to us of our Lord. Him the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all His holy prophets since the world began. Oh, how grateful we can be that already in the first, in the second sermon, 2,000 years ago, everything was said, what we in this time can repeat. And by grace, the Lord has given it to us, revealing it to us. In the same way, when we read here, and just let us come, let us come to Ephesians chapter 1, brothers and sisters, here, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He has purposed in Himself. What a privilege to live now in this last period of time, the whole counsel of God, to proclaim it. At that time, Paul could say, I declared unto you the whole counsel of God. What would the apostles say today if they could experience and witness that everything was restored by His grace? Brothers and sisters, has the Lord not revealed His word to us? Has He not revealed His name to us, revealing the time in which we are living, the message which is all about now, has it not come to fulfillment that the Lord spoke to the multitudes in parables? And then he turned to his disciples and said, to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, revealed by the Holy Spirit. We see that what God is doing right now. And if it is being said here so clearly, it's written so clearly, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, beloved, how many are praying today the Lord's Prayer? How many? And they pray it on a routine basis because it just belongs to their services. When we pray the prayer which is known as the Lord's Prayer, then we are in the matter. Then we are in that what is being expressed there. We are joined with it deeply. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Lord says, I revealed your name unto them whom thou hast given me from the world. When we pray, hallowed be thy name, then we must know this name. Then we must know of what it is all about in it. And whoever reads Matthew 28, reading it slowly, and baptize them into the name in which God has revealed himself to us as the Father, in the Son, and by the Holy Spirit. Hallowed be thy name, who is above every name. And whoever reads in Hebrews, the Son speaks that he has inherited the name. Brothers and sisters, and it goes on even further. Not only hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And that what you purposed for that period of time in your kingdom, this shall take place. Let it happen. Because then it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And this we emphasize today with all our hearts, with all our souls. Lord, Almighty God, our Father in heaven, we say with all our hearts, out of conviction, hallowed be thy name in all them who were sanctified by thy word and by thy spirit. Thy kingdom come violently, just as you promised it. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. May all brothers all over the earth who preach the word, may they hear this cry together with all believers, with all brothers and sisters. May they send this cry together up to God. Thy will be done. Thy name be hallowed. Thy kingdom come. And give us this day our daily bread. And the Lord really has taken care for it, that the spiritual food was stored in and that it is being given out. Our Lord says, the man does not live by bread alone, by natural bread, but by every word of God. Thy word has become my food, which consists therein that I do the will of Him who sent me. What a privilege to live in this time. And if we then think on the precious words in Daniel chapter 12, seal the book, seal it until the end time, then many will search in it, and so knowledge shall increase until the end time. And when the end time was come, the Lord God sent His servant William Branham, using him to open the sealed book, to reveal the content, to really lead us into all the mysteries. And God has given grace that we understood everything correctly. And we will understand it correctly. Also, the statement when Brother Bram says, the firstborn was already at the beginning of the creation. He's of course always the same. Doesn't matter when and how and where He reveals Himself. He's Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. He spoke everything into existence. But as the firstborn, He was born here on the earth. But He's the same. He could say, before Abraham was, I am. Of course. And before Abraham was, He was our God. We're just so grateful for all of the revelations of our beloved Lord, everything in connection with the plan of salvation of our God, for us, who we received the birthright, for us, who we can go back to Exodus, where the firstborn was emphasized in a special way, all the firstborn was consecrated to the Lord. Already in the Old Testament, everything was foretold. And then, He, the firstborn, among many brethren He became. And brothers and sisters, I don't say this now because of criticizing, but of pain. Sometimes I listen to the news, and when I then go two stations further, and the Vatican TV station from the Vatican, then comes always the same. Hail Mary, full of grace. One single verse being misinterpreted in the Gospel of Luke is not written of full of grace, but thou favored ones, you have found favor, you found grace before God to be that one upon whom the Holy Spirit would come. And thou art the virgin of which Isaiah prophesied. You have found grace in the sight of God. And that what shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. It was changed, full of grace. And so millions and billions of people are praying to Mary because she's full of grace. And they think that they receive grace through their prayers because they pray to her who is full of grace. Oh, you cannot imagine what goes on within me. That all of mankind, from A to Z, in all the religions, in all the confessions, was being misled with and without God. Doesn't matter in what kind of way. And let us say this, beloved brothers and sisters, let us say this. Without judging, all Christian denominations and fellowships, they have their creeds, their statements of faith. This is their birth certificate. Their creed is their birth certificate. All settled what they believe and what they teach. And what happened at the time of Reformation or in all the churches which came up later, since the Reformation, all, without exception, have their statement of faith, their creeds. They've written them down. They listed their points. And so, the gospel which they manufactured themselves, they're preaching it. And the people are being misled around that what God has said in the original. We are grateful that God has revealed himself to us. And brothers and sisters, I will never forget it. A visit in a Bible school. And right at the entrance area, there was a great book lying there. And there was written the statement of faith of the Pentecostal church, of the organized Pentecostal church. And what do you think? What is written in the first paragraph? Namely, the doctrine of the Trinity. And what do you think? What is written in the first verse? Namely, Proverbs 8, the well-known verse of the wisdom. You created me as the first of the creation work. As if the Son would be the first of the creation work. You cannot imagine what in such moments feels. Solomon, who was flowing over of wisdom, and he became well known, the wisdom of Solomon. Plenty of times he used the word wisdom at the gates, on the streets, wherever. He only spoke and written of wisdom. And then he said Thou art the first of my creation work. And this they refer to our Redeemer, the Son of God. Oh, how grateful we can be. He who was in the beginning, and you all know, for me, the Godhead is the most precious, the most important of all the mysteries. Because I've heard the voice of the Lord a couple of times. 15 times the Lord addressed me with my servant. But only one single time I heard the voice of God. And I'm just so grateful that God, from the beginning, we could see Him. We could see how He, from eternity forth, came into time. Eternity has no beginning, no end. Time started, time will cease. And God, who is Spirit, and who fills all eternity, came into a visible form of appearance. And this was called as Lord, God as Elohim, and the Lord as Yahweh, the I Am, the eternal existing one. And from the very beginning, the Lord God revealed Himself in various ways. But He remained always the same. I repeat, our Lord could say, before Abraham was, I am. He was the king of Salem. He met Abraham with bread and wine to celebrate with him the Lord's Supper. After the kings of the nations were defeated, and then, whoever reads in Hebrews 7, in the Old Testament, he was king of Salem, Shalom, Jerusalem. And at that time, he had no father, no mother, no angel. In the New Testament, the same as in the Old. But he became man because of man. And then our Lord said, you will see the Son of Man ascending up where he was before. And the people looked at him. You who are standing before us, you were there before, but he's always the same. He's always the same, until the end, when everything will be laid at His feet, when the triumph of God will be manifested, and when we will be with the Lord, and when everything else will take place still. I hope, beloved brothers and sisters, I hope that you can also understand me, how grateful I am that God has led it in such a way that I was acquainted with that what was given to us through the ministry of Brother Branham, receiving everything and then also translating it, writing about it. We truly, more than 8,000 sermons we preached in the course of the years. All the books, we have the circular letters, we have everything. The plan of salvation of our God was never so in all the details set forth as in our days. And to the Lord be the thanks for it. But here, there's one verse. Brothers and sisters, in Ephesians chapter 1, we could still read all the verses here, but here in verse 13, keep in mind the things. Ephesians 1, verse 13. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, after that ye believed. What does Brother Branham say? Faith is a revelation. That the preached word is revealed to you. That you can believe it. In whom also after that you believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. What a verse. What a grace. Here we have the 100% certainty. You all know, our Lord has given the promise, remain in Jerusalem until ye are endued with the power from on high. John the Baptist preached, I baptize you with water unto repentance. He that comes after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Then we have Acts chapter 2. What happened on the day of Pentecost? But here we are not only told of the baptism or the filling with the Holy Spirit and fire, but ye who have come to the true faith after ye believed the word of truth, receiving everything, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit. A divine fact that all who are believing the word of truth in this time, who truly believe it, who got it revealed by God, then who were sanctified, that God can put His seal on it. For thus it is written in Isaiah 8, verse 12. Seal the vision. Seal the word in my disciples. The word can only be sealed in those in whom it found space, in whom it was received. And this we say in liberty, in the hope to be understood correctly here, who respect God's word. I said it here. Just recently, I mentioned it here. The last number which was announced, that it were 550 million charismatic people. All are saying we are baptized in the Spirit. All are claiming to be the children of God. All believe what they like. All remain in their traditions. But my Bible says, when the Holy Spirit has come, He will open the eyes of the world, of sin, of righteousness. And as written in John 16, where could God open the eyes? Where? Where? Where the hearts opened? Where? And as Brother Branham writes about it in the three circles, you can be baptized in the Spirit in the second realm and in the soul, not having been born again at all. Brothers and sisters, we are not judging here, but facts cannot be denied by anyone. We see it, of course, in our time. All remained in that what they believed before. Lutherans remained Lutherans. Episcopal remained there where they were. Doesn't matter where they belong. Baptists remained Baptists. But all are claiming to have received the Holy Spirit. Firstly, the Holy Spirit leads into all truth. And the Word of God is the truth. And when the Holy Spirit, by the inspired word, has given the promise to the church, behold, I send you Elijah, the prophet, before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, then all who are led by the Holy Spirit now, they must be led into the word of truth to experience that what should happen in the ministry of the church. Because only there where the promise is believed, only there it can find fulfillment. And therefore it is written in verse 13 that ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise unto the day of redemption. Here we see, brothers and sisters, how the Lord has taken care for everything by His grace. That we truly 100% we have been brought back into the Word. And as Brother Branham time and again he emphasized, in particular in the sermons, after the opening of the seven seals, the church is now being brought back to the Word, back to the beginning, back to the doctrine of the apostles. And how nice God has put it in a wonderful order. Just quickly, this scripture. You all know, in Luke chapter 4, our Lord read from the prophet Isaiah, and he just read verse 1, and in verse 2, only the half of the verse, not the second part of the day of vengeance. This he could not have read. Otherwise, he could not be able to say, this day, this scripture is being fulfilled. Also, for all brothers who are now speaking of the judgment of wrath in Isaiah 61, not only of the day of salvation, but of the day of vengeance and of the wrath. But this part, our Lord did not read, because it doesn't apply for the time of grace, but only when the time of grace has come to its end. Can you imagine? And I turn now to all the preachers, Did you just read the half of the verse? Did you stop there where the Holy Spirit stopped? Let us quickly go to the promise of Elijah. It is written, he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Luke 1, verse 17. By the ministry of John the Baptist, the hearts of the Old Testament fathers were turned to the faith of the New Testament children. And now, by the last ministry, the hearts of the children of God were turned to the faith of the apostolic fathers. Every time when Brother Branham emphasizes this scripture, then I rejoice. Oh, then I could jubilate and rejoice. Half was fulfilled then in the same way. It will be with Malachi 3, verse 1. The first part came to fulfillment. Behold, I send you my messenger before my face. In the New Testament, confirmed. But the second part, and suddenly the angel of the covenant will come to his temple, saith the Lord. This part was not mentioned in the New Testament as being fulfilled. No, only the first part, namely, that God has sent his prophet. You can all read it in the Gospels and also in the book of Acts. How grateful we can be. Also the second part will be fulfilled. For thus it is written in Revelation chapter 10 that the angel of the covenant with the rainbow over his head, with the rainbow of the covenant above his head, will descend. And then, who reads the connection, the context, just so mighty. We are grateful to God that we can believe everything in such a way as the scripture has said it. And if somebody tells you Revelation 10 is already fulfilled, just tell him, be silent. Shut up. Revelation 10 will be fulfilled just as it is written. For then, when that happens, and the Lord, as the angel of the covenant, puts his feet upon land and sea, as the original owner, then seven thunders will utter their voices. Not before. Pardon me. Not 1963 or somewhere, but right then, as the scripture has said it. In this way, everything will come to fulfillment. Let us thank our Lord for his grace and faithfulness. If you would know what every word means to me, and in particular, that God has given us the grace to place every word into its place where it belongs in its fulfillment. God has sent his prophet to lead us into the plan of salvation, to tell us everything, what has already happened and what will still take place. And our task is, as it started in the New Testament, to place that what the prophets said, to place it doctrinally. So also, we have the task, everything what was said through the prophetic ministry, to place it doctrinally into the place where it belongs. And as we said many times, in that moment where this takes place, only 3.5 years are left until the end. That's how it is written in the prophet Daniel. We are very grateful to our Lord that we may live now. And please, receive today worldwide. Take it with you that all of us who are living in this period of time, the word of truth, and who got it revealed by the Holy Spirit, we who believed it, that the seal of God will only come on those, the promised word we believed, and the seal which by the Holy Spirit of promise will be put upon, it will be put upon. Please, may all brothers in all nations and tongues, may all take it to heart. Only he who believes now the word promised by the Holy Spirit, the revealed word, receiving it in himself, believing it wholeheartedly, first the promise, and then the Holy Spirit of promise as a seal to get it. Only he who believes the divine promise for this period of time will be sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. Very important, the promised Holy Spirit. And the promised Holy Spirit, he will be sealed unto the day of redemption. The more mighty may it be revealed to us by God himself, so that we not only received grace in the sight of God, but that with that what was purposed in his plan of salvation, that we could partake of it. And as we said already last week on a Zurich Sunday, and as we repeated, God has given us grace that we could carry the message into all the world. We could carry it. He has given grace that we here and also in Zurich, here at the first weekends of a month, in the Zurich on the last Sunday of a month, we had meetings throughout many years, also in Salzburg in Austria, we had gatherings. God really took care for everything. That now, in all peoples and tongues, the believers are coming together for prayer. And I ask all brothers and sisters, I ask also the older generation who are not acquainted with the newest technique, please call them together, call them, fetch them, bring them there where the transmission is being heard, so that all can receive the teaching, that they can come into the lockstep of the bride, and that we all can experience the completion by His grace. We don't have to make any efforts for it. It was laid into us. He who started, He will also finish. And then He will shake the heavens and the earth. And what never took place will take place. God will make a mighty finishing by His grace with all of us. And to the Lord be the thanks, washed in the blood of the Lamb, really sanctified in the word of truth, and then sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Say it to the Lord, say it to Him loudly in prayer. Dear Lord, I believe with all my heart the word of truth. I believe the promise for this time. I believe the promise of your return. I believe the message which foreruns your coming. I believe that you will give me the seal of that Holy Spirit of promise. And you will receive it. And you will thank the Lord. And Him alone you will give the glory. To Him, the Almighty God, be the praise and honor and glory and adoration throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us pray together. Brother Schmidt, would you like to pray with us? It would be good. Lord our God, we are coming to you, although scattered here and there, and nevertheless in the unity of your Spirit. We thank you for the grace and faithfulness. We thank you that you have given us the privilege, that you pardoned us to hear the last words, the edification, the correction. Lord, I thank you for me, for all of us, for all who are listening, all who believe, that you are still at work, Lord. The time of grace has not come to its end yet. And all who are hearing your word and receive it, in them, you, as your word says, you will seal your word. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Be merciful to us. Give grace for everything, to give you the glory and the praise. Lord, I thank you also for the grace. You have seen it last Thursday. I was shocked. But you have given grace also to my brother that he could even speak today, Lord. And your word has really comforted us. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. The grace of the Lord be with you. Once again, especially addressed to all ministering brethren, preach nothing, accept nothing, unless it is written in the Word of God. Also this, Brother Branham emphasized. He repeatedly emphasized it. Don't receive anything which is not written in the Word of God. The Lord God be with you all, in all nations and tongues. Amen. The Lord will appear soon. Rapture them into his glory. They will see him being with him at all times. Being with him at all times. The trump shall sound very soon. The trump shall sound very soon. Lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. For your redemption is near. Behold the signs. The signs of his return. It's still the time of grace. Forgiveness is still here. Very soon he will appear. The trump shall sound very soon. The trump shall sound very soon. Lift up your heads, for your redemption is near. For your redemption is near.